Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Netflix and Bill.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Flicks and Bill. This week I'm talking about The Boys, a show on Amazon Prime that has just released its second season back in August, and they're all out now. And I started watching them when it first came out. And then caught up this weekend and finished this season. And it is a doozy. If you have not watched this show, I will not do spoilers here. So you can keep listening. But it is a great show and it is worth checking out. I think it's a really interesting, funny, dark satire of the comic book genre. And also deals with, you know, issues that we would have in our world if there were superheroes. I think they do a fantastic job. I like the characters. This season, I think, did a better job of storytelling about the characters. That, you know, the first season, I feel like, was a lot more shock factor and, like, what can we get away with? And here, you know, but I feel like this time through this season, we got to some deeper levels with these characters. And the one thing that, if you have not watched the show, it is violent. It is a hard R. There's or TVMA, whatever it is, but it's violent. There's sexual stuff. There's disturbing things. It's all sorts of fucked up, but it's compelling and I really enjoy it. So one thing that goes along with the violence on this show is, like, it's, you know, kind of cartoony, gratuitous violence. But it's one of those things where it's like it's gratuitous and cartoony, but it's also like pretty gross, I would say. It's pretty gross violence. Like it's a lot of like noisy. I'll say it that way. Yeah. The violence is noisy. The gore on this show is noisy. Where, sorry, dog's fucking around. The show is like you hear blood dripping and splattering and goopy sounds that are very visceral and, to be perfectly honest, upsetting. I'm not a huge fan of that aspect of the show, but it does add to what the show is trying to do, and I get it. It's it's a show with a lot of oomph to it. It really does not hold back. And it really, you know, pulls back the curtain on our love of violence in America. And how we're just like, yeah, give us more. We're a fan of that. We're very desensitized to violence in this country. And it's a little weird. But I think, what are you going to do? I mean, but when I say desensitized, people used to watch executions and stuff like that. So have we ever not been intrigued by violence? Have we ever really been abhorrent of violence? I don't think so. I think humankind is very curious about it, and it is working something out through those situations where when you can mimic it and not really do it, it's kind of this cathartic thing for some people. And to watch it, you go, ah, that was entertaining. And some people really get off on that too. I don't know what it is. I don't love the gore. You know, there's a silliness to it in this show though, that you go, why would I laugh at that? But you do, because a face gets ripped off or someone gets blown to smithereens, and it's so ridiculous that you just have to go, well, that was just wild. So what I want to do on this episode though, first of all, watch The Boys. The Boys is a good show. If you have Amazon Prime, it's there. You can watch all, I think there's 16 episodes now. It's a good watch. It's fun. It moves. And you have likable, enjoyable characters that actually have some growth and some depth to them. So give it a chance. I think it's quite good. But what I wanted to do on this episode of Flicks and Bill is, God damn it, dog. Get out of here. Sorry, I keep banging my phone on my table here. All right, so what I want to do is go through some versions of superheroes that we would have in this world from our corporations, because that's kind of the premise of the show, is that superheroes are run by a corporation in this show. And it's wild. It's a wild world that they live in, and I want to see what, and here's what I came up with, some of our major corporations in America, you know, doing what their superhero would be. So let's start with some of Amazon's, or some of Prime's, because the show's on Prime. We'll start with Amazon then. So Amazon is going to be the Amazonder. That's the superhero's name. And this Amazonder's got everything. Every power. Every single power. Nothing it doesn't really have. And it's constantly surveilling you. You're constantly under surveillance with Amazon, the Amazonder. You know, he's got an Alexa that just feeds him all the information he needs to deal with anything. The costume, though, a little boring. Amazon's branding is pretty plain and boring, and I think that's on purpose. So it's like not threatening or not trying to be cool. Not trying to be cool or anything like that. Sorry, my dog's being a shithead. Stop it. Sit. Arrives quickly. Like, if you have a problem and you need the Amazonder's help, on the spot, very quickly. But you got to have a subscription to his superhero services. If you don't have a subscription to his superhero services, it's going to take a little bit longer, and you're going to have to pay a little extra for it. And then he also has pretty much unlimited power, but only likes helping people that can help him, too. So it's a real quid pro quo system with the Amazonder, where it's like, yes, I'm going to help you, but you have to be able to help me, too. And so I'm going to need you to be able to do something for me in the future. And that's how he's able to help so many people. He's got so many people that owe him favors. Real creep system there. All right, let's move on to the Apple superhero. I just came up with the name the Appler. Pretty standard. Pretty, you know, that's how Apple is. They're pretty basic with their branding and stuff like that. Maybe we'll call them the iHero. Let's go iHero. I like iHero. So super stylish looking. Like, this is the coolest looking when it comes to, of all these superheroes I'm going to talk about, like real nice look of this superhero, real sleek, and constantly getting upgrades. Now those upgrades come while he's fighting a battle. You're just going to have to wait. If you need superhero assistance, but there's an upgrade coming, upgrade comes first. And sometimes the upgrade can be a little buggy and not all the features come back right away. Super protective of, you know, the superhero brand that the iHero has, but it doesn't kind of break easily. Like, the iHero breaks a little easily, you know, even though it says it doesn't. Sometimes you have to put the iHero in a bag of rice to restore his powers. And then, obviously, the iHero does not work well with others. Kind of a loner. Not really thrilled about having other people work with him. So you gotta work with compatible superheroes to the iHero, or you're basically an enemy. All right, then there's Disney Pulse. And Disney Pulse is got a very compelling backstory. Not always the most original backstory. Sometimes you're like, didn't I hear this before? And you're like, oh, they acquired it from someone else. Which is another one of their powers. They absorb others' powers, just like Disney absorbs other companies and studios and stuff like that. Other properties. Classic superhero attire. Like, looks good. Nothing crazy, but it's just a nice classic outfit. And you'll enjoy it. Sometimes the Disney pulse tries too hard, though. You know, they're trying to do so much and please so many people that they end up missing the point of being a hero in the first place, and they screw things up. And that's just part of the gig, and it's kind of a bummer, but, you know, they mean well. They mean well. It's just, it's hard to please everybody, and they don't always understand that. And then my final hero is the Walmartonian. The Walmartonian, definitely the worst looking of all these superheroes. Not a great costume, but has all the superhero needs you have in one place. And, you know, it's convenient and it's nice. But the only problem is, in the process of giving you all these things that it needs, the Walmartonian does tend to destroy the town it's meant to protect. You know, like Walmart does. Pretty good analogy there. Pretty proud of that one. So, yes, they'll save the day, but at what cost? You know, that's kind of the double-edged sword of the Walmartonian. So, if you haven't checked out The Boys, check it out. Thank you for listening to this now pretty short podcast. It's you know, I got the Bill Squire Show, which I hope you guys can check out. But I'm been keeping these pretty short and just, you know, to the point. And tomorrow's, when this comes out, it's election day. So I'm just like trying to distract myself a little bit tonight as I record this. But I'm just also pretty stressed out. So we'll see how things go. And I know some people are like, oh, it's not a big deal. What are the nights going to change? But for some people that I love, life could change quite a bit. And that terrifies me. And I know people have their reasons for not wanting to vote for Joe Biden. But Donald Trump, to me, is very bad for this country. He's a bad person in general. And I'm a person that enjoys people with high character. And I don't think Donald Trump's a high character person. I think he's a pretty bad, pretty selfish person. And it's astounding to me that people are drawn to him. But what do you do? Not everybody's built the same way. So people probably think that same thing about me. But, well, you can't please everybody, or else you end up being the Disney pulse. So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this quick one. And next week, I think we're going to do, what's it called? It's on Netflix. It's a little romantic comedy. And let me pull it up real quick because it looks good. Got Emma Roberts in it, who I like. I like Emma Roberts. My dog is amazing at finding things that are so noisy to chew on. Well, I want to do the Queen's Gambit. I'm going to get to the Queen's Gambit, but that's a series, so I need some time to do that. Oh, The Holiday. So The Holiday is a rom-com starring Emma Roberts, and it's, you know, TVMA, a mature rating on it, so I'm actually I'm excited to see what they do to get that rating. But it looks cute and fun, and, you know, we'll see. I'm going to give it a chance. I'll probably have my girlfriend back on for that one. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. And make sure you check out the Bill Squire Show on, you know, on here, wherever you listen to this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.